Hello everyone, and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session 9. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they are designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance, and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down, and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace, there are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull on your tummy when you're bending your back, and just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You're responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy, or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in, with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoyed 10 Today. So we're just going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm, and your wrist. Do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. You should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. We're going to start with turn to the sun. Start by turning your upper body to the right, keeping your feet facing forwards. Raise both arms above your head with your palms facing upwards as if you're pushing towards the sun. It's a nice fluid movement, so now lower your arms back down by your sides and your palms facing down and push your hands towards the floor. Then turn your upper body to the left, raise both arms above your head again with your palms up and lower them back down, pushing your palms downwards. Just repeat this a few times on each side, so turning from left to right and pushing those arms up high and then pushing them back down again. Keep going, try to keep your arms straight and vertical if you can. This is great for your wrists, shoulders and your hip rotation. The next one is called Mountain Lion. Raise both arms up in the air above your head, then swing them both down to the left-hand side as far as is comfortable. Take them back up over your head and swing them both down to the right-hand side this time. So it's a nice flowing movement, starting from the center with your arms above your head and sweeping them both down to the left, back up to the center and then down to the right in a continuous movement. Keep going a bit longer, sweeping those arms in a semicircle shape from left to right. Try to get your arms a bit higher if you can. This is really good for your arms, shoulders, and your core. Next up, it's Taylor's Way. If you're standing, you might want to hold on to a sturdy chair for balance. Just raise your right leg from the floor and cross it over the knee of the left leg, mimicking the action of crossing your legs while standing up. Then just switch legs, this time standing on your left leg and crossing your right one over it. Keep going for a few more times, alternating legs each time. If you're sitting, you can just cross your legs as you might normally do when you're in a chair, swapping from one to the other. If you can't quite cross your legs, just move each one towards the other. So a couple more times now, crossing one leg over the other and alternating each time. This is really good for your core and your back. Well done. This one is called Figure of Eight. So, in the usual starting position with your feet hip-width apart and your shoulders relaxed, hold both arms out in front of you at about chest height, keeping them relaxed with your elbows bent. Then, move your arms together, side by side, to slowly make a big figure of eight shape in the air with your hands, as if the eight's lying on its side in front of you. Just keep going, making that figure of eight shape in a continuous flowing movement, keeping it nice and slow. Try making a wider figure of eight if you can. That's great! This is so good for your arms and shoulders and your hip movement. Next up, it's balance the load. Start by stretching out both arms to each side at about shoulder height. Then tilt your left arm down so your right arm goes up at the same time, a bit like an old scale balance or an airplane. Lift up onto the toes of your right foot as you tilt. Then tilt the other way so it's the right arm down this time, left arm up, and onto the toes of your left foot. Keep going with this movement for a few more times, alternating from left to right. Try and get those arms a bit higher and a bit lower if you can. This is great for your balance and coordination. Well done. This next one is called shooting the bow. This one follows the action of shooting a bow and arrow. You're going to shoot to the left and right by just twisting your upper body. Start by holding your arms in front of your chest with your hands crossed at the wrists and palms facing towards you. Twist on your hips to the left, then pull your right elbow out to the right and hold your left arm to the left as if you're taking aim. Hold that position briefly, then switch to the other side. So twisting on your hips to the right this time, pulling your bent left elbow out to the left and stretching your right arm out to the right. Just do a few of these on each side, alternating each time. Try keeping your arms at shoulder level if you can. This is good for hip rotation and your arms and shoulders. Now it's time for curl the ankle. If you're standing, it's helpful to hold onto a chair for balance for this one. Just lift your left foot a few inches from the floor, point that leg straight out in front of you, and rotate your ankle outwards so that your foot makes small circles in the air. Make that circular ankle movement a few times and then place your foot back down and swap to the right leg. Lift that foot from the floor, point your leg out, and curl your ankle outwards to make those circular movements with your foot. Repeat this a few more times with each leg, alternating each time. Try lifting your leg a little bit higher if you can. Good work! This is a great one for your legs, ankles, and your core. The next exercise is called loose the bolas. So in the start position, with your feet hip-width apart and shoulders relaxed, start by stretching out both arms to each side at about shoulder height, with your palms facing downwards. Now, slowly roll your shoulders backwards to rotate your arms. Turn your upper body to the left, still rolling your shoulders and rotating your arms. Do three rotations on that side and then twist to the right and do the same again for another count of three. Turn back to the left side for a few more, moving your shoulders backwards, and then finish by turning to the right and do a few more rotations on your right side. Try to keep your arms at shoulder level and make wider circles if you can. This is so good for your shoulders, arms, and chest, and hip rotation too. This next one is calm the waves. Twist your upper body to the right, bending your knees slightly if you're standing, and sweep both arms upwards so your hands are about head height or as high as comfortable. Now sweep both arms back down to your sides in one flowing movement. Then twist your upper body to the left this time, and sweep both arms upwards and back down to your sides again in that same continuous motion. Turn again to the right, sweeping both arms up and back down, then twist to the left, raising those arms up and then back down. Keep going with this, doing a few more on each side, keeping that flowing movement. Try to get your arms a little bit higher and a little bit lower if you can. This is another good one for hip rotation, shoulders, and your core. And the last one is casting the net. Imagine the action of casting a fishing net from a gently swaying boat for this one. So just lean forwards, bending your knees if you're standing. Lower both arms towards the outside of your left leg, then swing your arms slowly upward. Straighten up and throw your hands up in the air as if you're casting a net into the water. Lean forwards again and lower both arms towards the outside of your right leg this time. Swing your arms up again and then throw your hands up to cast that net. Aim for a continuous flowing movement if you can as you cast out first from one side and then from the other. Keep going with this for a few more times on each side, trying to swing your arms a bit higher and a bit lower if you can. It's another great one for your arms and shoulders and your core. So that's all the exercises done. We're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can, shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one out too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work everyone, we hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improving your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better, so do keep going. You can also watch videos of all these sessions at 10today.co.uk.